Hey, everyone. This is Leslie Boomer. I am here today with Neil Glatt. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Leslie. How's your spring going?
It's going well. And, you know, it's a long-awaited situation for me because I love me some spring. But your blog today is talking about something that is not so fantastic.
Well, yeah.
But there are solutions, but sorry about that. That was the most negative intro. Let's start again. But you're talking about the fact that there are some differences, and I guess I want to ask the question, just coming out of the first paragraph here, still feeling the effects of the pandemic era?
Well, maybe not feeling the effects, but some people have not realistically adjusted their sales plan from the pandemic era, right? Uh-huh. And so, you know, really the question is we've seen so much change, right, in the past few years.
Yes.
2020, it was only 4 years ago that we went into lockdown. Okay, so it's not like distant past, right? This is very recent. And so if you recall, what happened is the first 6 months were really crazy. 2020, nobody knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. Everybody's worked from home. It was kind of too late to change a lot of contracts, but some people started to pull some stuff and really just so much uncertainty about the future. And then in 2021, we saw this massive boost in more the homeowner space or public space, less the commercial space, but just so much money being put into outdoor living spaces and plant sales and all those things. And then 2022, that continued, but got a little softer. And last year, I think it kind of fell off a cliff. Everybody decided, okay, we're going to go, what do they call it? Revenge travel, right? We're going to go take a vacation, forget the backyard. And so a lot of people got caught last year with this massive drop off.
Man.
You know, 10, 15% drop off in garden center sales and transaction volume.
And then
now we're here. And so the question is, how are your sales doing? And I don't know that many people are thinking about their green industry business and considering all that context. And, you know, it's still not clear to me, Leslie, are we in a good economy or bad economy?
It is, right, because there is a lot of evidence that it's good, but people are not feeling it. And there are, you know, there are still things that make you question that.
A very ambiguous time. And altogether, it's like, boy, so much uncertainty, so much volatility, so much ambiguity, and all of that's a recipe for disaster when it comes to sales, right? And indeed, I'm going to argue this is all pandemic-related effects, certainly other things too. Not that COVID is necessarily relevant anymore, but the recent history is affecting where we've been and where we're going. And I think at the end of the story, it's up to sales managers to have to revise their plan probably every year now, as opposed to in the past where we could just sort of have a plan and work it over the course of several years.
Sure. There are so many aspects, of our business and our lives that changed because of COVID, and many of them are not returning to what they were before. So let's talk a little bit about ways to find some solutions.
Yeah. So I think, you know, one is just figuring out what's really working in the past 12 months.
Okay.
Like, who are your favorite customers? Who's your best, most profitable customers that you've had? And the question that always comes to my mind is, how many of them can refer you to more people just like them? And so, you know, what a lot of people say is, well, I want to get found online. They're going to go spend a bunch of money on a marketing company and search engine optimization. And it's like, well, you know, are your best customers even looking online? Like in the commercial space?
Sure.
They're not. They're not searching for
no
landscape companies near me, right?
Mm.
So if that's your target, you're definitely wasting your time and money. You know, I'm doing a construction project in my yard right now. we're spending about $60,000 on drainage and excavation and a little bit of retaining walls and some plant material and stuff. And I didn't search online one time. I asked my friends who they've used, right?
Sure. Or your neighbors that you see.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And I trust that, right? And I don't trust what I might find online because I don't know if it's real or not. And so I also am not getting a bunch of bids or haggling on the price because I just want someone who's going to really show up and do it well. So if that's the kind of customer you want, well, people who buy like me don't search online.
Yeah, and I mean, referrals is kind of a sales basic, isn't it?
I think so, but
I mean, it's one of your best, purest forms.
The question is, did you get more than a dozen referrals last year? Mm. And if the answer is no, then I think you've left a lot on the table.
For sure. So how do people get after that?
Well, there's a lot of ways to ask, but it's typically through sales training, right? And making it a priority. Is it a KPI in your process? Is it something that you do? Do you ask every time? I mean, I'll tell you who didn't get the job at my house was the person who did my neighbor's yard, which I was very impressed by.
Yes.
But never actually got the name of the company because there are all these subcontractors and stuff. And I already knew who I was going to ask for a referral. But man, if that person, account manager, salesperson, what owner, had just come over and knocked on my door and left a card, they probably would have got the job.
And that was just a swing and a miss. That's so simple. You see somebody with a yard that needs some attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And so, you know, it's who's driving the accountability and calling that plan, right? And unfortunately, most people out here are trying to sell no manager, no coach, no plan, just haphazard sales and hoping it goes well.
Yeah. It's just not going to help.
Right. And then some people, you know, they feel like every time they knock on a door, they're bothering somebody. And I'm going to say, hey, maybe that person shouldn't be selling, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just a little bit of an intrinsic thing that either you got to get over it or you got to not have it in the first place. Yeah. And generally speaking, those kinds of people who can't get over it or don't have it are not bringing in 7 times their salary in new sales. That's always my metric. So if someone is being paid, say, $70,000 a year, and they're not bringing in at least $490,000, then they're not performing.
Yeah, and, you know, let's face facts. Sales may be basic. I mean, there are some basic roles that everybody knows, but sales training is invaluable.
Absolutely.
In terms of helping people kind of get their brains around even what you were just saying, you know, that you're actually not bothering people, that sales relationships lead to good things for both ends. It's
right.
A mutual benefit.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have that person who's not performing and 7X is the bare minimum, really, we want people 10, 12, 15X
sure.
to be solid. Then what we need to do is probably find that person a new role, and that could, maybe they're a great account manager. Maybe they're going to be a great production manager or designer, but not a salesperson. Right. And we can go hire someone who is a rock star salesperson together. We have a whole process for that. And that's something people can email me about if they're serious about finding that person, or start getting to training. Maybe you're like, you know what? I do have this, but I'm not getting the coaching I need, or I'm not coaching my people the way I need to. Well, we've got a ton of classes on Grow the Bench that are available for sales training. And then we have 2 in-person events this summer for snow sales, May in Massachusetts and August in Michigan. But these are going to be sellout courses. So if you want your spot, now's the time to get it on your list and get out there.
Sure. And when you say they're selling for snow, that translates into a green business as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we had a guy come up from South Carolina to one of our events a couple of years ago. And I said, do you do snow down there? And he goes, no. He said, I've just followed you online. I've watched a bunch of your courses. You clearly know what you're doing about sales. And I figured that what you talk about in this course is going to be 80% or 90% sales and only 10 or 20% snow, and I can make those translations to the green side. And I said, well, you're definitely right about that. Yeah. And he walked away super satisfied with his experience. So
for sure. I mean, sales has some specifics, industry specifics, but there's so much that translates across the board. So going to encourage everybody to get to the blog. Definitely some additional information here, but lots and lots of links. There are so many courses on Grow the Bench that are specifically tailored to different aspects of the sales process. Check that out. Check out these events in May in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and then August in Novi, Michigan. Always good opportunities for networking, for education, and just seeing a great area. So anything else to add, Neil?
No, the only thing I'll say is that when we have all this change, it's also a time of opportunity, and 2024 should be your best sales year ever if you take the right steps.
Sounds great. Thanks everyone for listening to another Grow the Bench weekly short. I will be back again next week with Phil Harwood and in 2 weeks with Neil. Until then, have a great week.